So Merry Christmas to everyone. I'm so glad you could all join us for service today. It is wonderful to see so many familiar faces and some new faces as well. We're glad to be all gathered here in the name of Christ. So I want to talk about Christmas today. And I had shared with the children about the Charlie Brown Christmas that I couldn't remember very well. But thanks to the benefit of internet, I figured it out. And I realized, you know, when I was watching, I was surprised, even though the memory I have of Charlie Brown was, I'd watched that as a young child, but I was surprised watching it today, many, many years later, how the things that he's thinking about are still very relevant for today. Charlie Brown's frustrations are still evident today. You know, has any of us, during this Christmas season, have any of us felt that moment where, you know, surely there must be more than rush hour traffic? There must be more than running home in panic to get the house ready for guests. There must be more than these shopping frenzies. Was it really worth it to get injured at Target? I don't know. You know, this sentimental music that goes on loops and repeats over and over again. And then when the music's off, you still hear it going over and over again in your head. Is there something more than about who, what gift I give to who and what gift do I get from somebody else? Which also makes us ask the question, how do we rate a good Christmas? What is the standard by which we call this Christmas a good one? Is it if we receive many gifts? Is it if people like our gifts? Is it if we have an entertaining time? Is it if we get snow or we get some kind of sunny California thing that's outside right now? It's very strange. If we spend it with family or if we spend it without family? If we have wonderful memories, or if we have painful memories. And if you look at it this way, all these ratings of what makes a good Christmas, from this perspective, Christmas is this event of terror, of risk, and it is always at risk of falling apart, much like Charlie Brown's play, where at any second someone could play like a jazzy chord on the piano, and then everyone will start erupting at the jazz dance, and nothing will get done. There is great risk that happens at Christmas if we look at it that way. But today I wanted to tell you, Christmas is not about risk. I want to be very clear. Today, I want you to know that Christmas is about Christ. The end. That is the message. Today, Christmas is about Christ. A lot of our pain and frustration and disappointment with Christmas happens when we put the emphasis on ourselves. What do we get out of it? How do I benefit? How do I feel about it? It's not so much what we get out of it, but about who it declares. This is why it's significant in the biblical account to talk about the angels, the shepherds, the wise men from the east, and the authorities in the narrative. You see, God has revealed himself for all the heavens, all the nations, all the rich, all the poor, for everyone to see that God has come. Everyone from everywhere is coming to see the one who was promised. From the Old Testament scriptures, they have been waiting hundreds and hundreds of years at this time to see the promise of God fulfilled. And Christmas is to say God follows through with his promise. His promise is revealed to all of us today. God has revealed and fulfilled the promise to be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. To show us that God is not distant, that God cares about us, and that God is with us. God is Emmanuel. The fullness and fulfillment of God's promises all come to fruition in Christ. A famous theologian from the Episcopal Church, J.I. Packer, he explains the meaning of glory as God on display. And we read so many, we hear about so many songs at Christmas that talk about glory in the highest, Gloria, Gloria. What does it mean? Why do we keep saying, like, glory to God on Christmas? And J.I. Packer explains the word glory as God on display. When we say that we glorify God, we are displaying the many wonderful, wonderful aspects of God, the infinitely wonderful aspects of God. And we put God on center stage, and we let everyone draw into him and not to us. And so when we say that on Christmas we sing glory in the highest, we're saying put God on the highest place possible so that he can be visible for all to see. Now, some people hear this and they're thinking, wow, that's very egotistical for God to sabotage Christmas. But it would be egotistical if any of us would do it because, you know, we can't live up to that hype and that to that praise and that attention. But God can. We call people egotistical if they put ridiculous praise on themselves and they can't live up to it. We also think it's egotistical for people to kind of deny their true value and continue to like self-efface themselves and put themselves down when they know that they're better than that. You see, God is beyond ego. God is truly revealing himself. Christmas signifies a time where the fullness of God, of who God is revealed to all of us in Christ. And you know, one of the Gospels that gets overlooked a lot because it doesn't have a good Christmas narrative in it is the Gospel of John. But in John, you see the fullness of the Christmas story right here. John chapter 1, verse 9 to 14, it says this, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. And that is why Christ says, you don't need to ask about who the Father is, who is God, because when you see who Jesus is, you see who God is. This is the amazing news, is that God came to us in all of his humility. He revealed himself to us. He didn't have to. There was no need for him to do it, but he wanted to extend himself to us, and by doing so, gave us a way to become children of God. Christmas is wonderful. Christmas is beautiful. Not because of what it does for us, but it's beautiful because of what is revealed, and what is revealed is Christ. Christmas is a time for Christ to be acknowledged. All the nations acknowledged him. You know, people wonder, what's the significance of these wise men from the East? And the significance of the wise men is that Christ is not simply for one little nation, Israel. It is not just for one people, not for one language. It is for many nations. It is an invitation to everyone from everywhere, near or far, to come near to the Christ who is revealed. All the authorities acknowledged him. And it made Herod, the authority at the time, tremble. People need to realize on Christmas that you're not the only authority out there. As influential, as powerful as you are, as resourceful, as independent as you are, when Christ is revealed, there is a greater power at work in our lives. In the narrative, kings, shepherds, and angels acknowledged him. And the good news is this, is that Christ has come to us regardless of our occupation, regardless of our salary, regardless of our position, regardless of our language. Christ, who had all authority, all majesty, could have come in all of his splendor, but chose instead to be born in a place where babies should not be born, to be born in poverty, to be born as someone who is homeless, to say that I don't despise anyone. When Christ is revealed, all are included. Christmas is a season to worship and acknowledge the greatness of God. Worship is about acknowledging the full display of God, the full glory of God. God has revealed himself, and the question today for all of us at Christmas is not about our gifts, what did we give, what did we get, but the real question is, will we acknowledge what was revealed? There is no other reason for the season than Jesus Christ being revealed. If we base Christmas on anything less than Christ, it quickly becomes a season that rises and falls with our moods and our circumstances. when Christmas becomes more about what do we get out of it, or what do we benefit, or our circumstance. Do we have a good year? Do we have a good time during that Christmas? Do we have a bad time during that Christmas? When it starts to get off track, we quickly discover that Christmas is this really extravagant box with nothing inside of it. Throughout the ages, throughout time, in many cultures, Christmas has become many different things to many different people. But I want to just come back to it. Don't forget, very simply, Christmas is about Christ revealed. Christmas is a day that Christ shines brighter than any other light out there. Christmas is the day where Christ shines the brightest. Today, God is on display. And I love it. I love how you just go outside and people at least have to acknowledge that today is Christmas. It must be about something. And let's bring it back today is that Christmas is about Christ. Christmas is really a day of worship. And I'm so grateful for the choir and just everyone who had prepared all of these wonderful songs of worship. You know, it is just so appropriate for the message and just for what Christmas is all about. This is a day to sing. This is a day to proclaim, to make some noise about Jesus Christ. One thing that I love about singing is that in the Old Testament, where they locate, you know, the center of your being was not in your head. It was actually, you know, in your intestines, kind of in your lower area, like around your abdomen. So when you're singing from the core of your being, you know. And that's what we're doing today. Why we sing all these songs is we're singing from the core of who we are to worship Christ. And when one comes face to face with glory, when one comes face to face with God's glory, it calls for a response. If Christmas is about the revealing of Christ, then what are we going to do with this revelation? How is it going to affect it the way we live? If Christ has been shown to us, if Christ is here, how is that going to change the way that I treat my family, that I treat my neighbors, that I treat my friends, the way that I go to church? The powerful thing about this passage is that the shepherds, when they saw the message of the angel, they got excited. They wanted to go to Bethlehem. And after seeing this amazing child, they went out and they told everyone around them. This is good news revealed to you. Good news meant to be shared. Good news meant to be shared by telling it on a mountaintop, in a valley, wherever you may be. And so the challenge for us, when we talk about Christmas, the challenge is God has been revealed. Will we come and adore him? And I want to encourage you all to come and adore him. You know, I was really moved. Yesterday, Rhea and I, we just went to this little restaurant in Mount Pleasant, this little Korean place. And we went in, and, you know, I just said to the lady as I was leaving, Merry Christmas. And she said to me, she spoke in Korean. I spoke in my very broken Korean. And, you know, I said Merry Christmas to her. And she said, oh, if you want a real Merry Christmas, you should read this, because her English wasn't very good. And it was a tract talking about the gospel message. And I was really impressed. She's like witnessing to a pastor. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I was like, good for you. But I was so impressed is that she didn't have much language skills. She, you know, it wasn't a very impressive tract. It was very long. You have to like unfold it, and it like came out very long. But I was so impressed by how she knew that Christmas was really about Christ, and she wanted to share about that somehow. And that's the challenge for us today, is that if Christ has been revealed to us, let's let Christ be the center of our attention today for this season. In verse 14, the angels declare all together, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Glory to God in the highest. Let God be displayed in the highest of all places for all people. And let it be known that God's peace is now available to all people, and his favor is available to all because Christ has come to us. Let us come and adore him. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the good news of Christmas, that Christ has come to us, that God, you are with us, that you are a God who is near us in our struggles and in our pains. God, in this season, we just pray for those who are struggling right now and in hardship. Let them know the good news that Christ is revealed in the midst of hardship. Christ is revealed in the midst of our questionings and our struggles. And for those who have been so blessed, we are reminded that the reason for all of our blessings has been revealed today in Christ. And so we celebrate and we give thanks for the many blessings, knowing that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, just as Christ came from above. So, Lord, today we give you thanks, we give you worship, and we are here to adore you. We are here to give our all to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.